This is a recording for October 10th, 1966. The case is the people of the state of New York versus Bruce Wayne. Edited audio of the case will follow.
All rise. The court will now hear case 189, the people of the state of New York v. Bruce Wayne. The Honorable Judge O'Neill presiding.
Please be seated. All right, so just so all taking place are aware, the high-profile nature of this case and its far-reaching implications have compelled me to allow this trial to be recorded on audio as well as in writing. Let this be known to all who speak. This case is by far the strangest and most notorious case I have ever been a part of, certainly the most famous, if the charges could now be read.
The charges to Mr. Bruce Wayne are as follows. Vigilantism, 1,034 recorded counts of aggravated assault and battery, capture and illegal imprisonment, torture, reckless endangerment, resisting arrest, obstruction of justice, childhood endangerment of 5 minors, 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter, operating a vehicle that is not street legal, 1,992 recorded counts of property damage, coercive persuasion, civilian ownership of prohibited arms, illegal possession of military-grade armed and armored vehicles, 3,425 counts of driving over the speed limit, 357 unpaid parking fines, criminal trespassing, flying a vehicle in unregistered airspace, embezzlement of company funds and property, and 1 count of second-degree murder.
Mr. Coulson, how does the defendant plead?
On behalf of my client, Your Honor, I am authorized to plead guilty on all charges, but one.
And which charge would that be?
The murder charge of the John Doe known only as the Joker, Your Honor. Mr. Wayne pleads not guilty to this crime.
I see. Let the record show this. Ms. Van Dorn, you may make your opening statement.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the crimes, and you all know this case. Every person in Gotham has heard of the Batman. And at this point, I believe everyone in the country may have as well. Between the years of 1939 up until just this last year, this man committed all of those crimes, and many more we cannot prove. But I urge you to look past the grandiose titles the media gave him over the last 30 years. Look past the supposed acts of heroism he has committed and see just the crimes. Crimes he has admitted to here today. And those are just the top of the iceberg. The ones we felt worthy of your attention and the ones we can prove. The number of the people he battered and endangered likely amount to unimaginable numbers. He may somehow not believe he murdered the Joker, something I will prove to be the case. But he is indirectly responsible for every murder that psychopath committed, and every other poor soul hurt and influenced by this man to murder untold numbers, just to get his attention. It is your duty during this trial to make sure that we make a statement to the world, and to any other man or woman who believes that they can take the law into their own hands, who believe it is their right to use their inherited millions to prowl the night and assault those far less fortunate. It is your duty to bring justice to his victims and to those whose lives he destroyed. Thank you.
Mr. Coulson, your opening statement for the defense.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, yes, my client has pleaded guilty to all but one of those crimes. And yes, I know what you're thinking. With those charges, he will be going into prison for the rest of his natural life. What difference does it make if he murdered the Joker or not? Well, it matters to my client. It matters that he be remembered as a crusader of justice, not a killer. A man who in a city so corrupt that the law failed him, as it did thousands of others, had to take the law into his own hands because he had no choice. He had to help people, save people, make sure that no little boy suffered the same fate he did. Did he commit those crimes? Yes. But he did it to save people. And without him, this city may not be standing today. Certainly many of us may be dead. The Batman is a hero, plain and simple. And if the book must be thrown at him, let us not forget that when punishing him for saving our lives. Thank you.
Thank you. Given the plea for the murder charge, I believe we may have to add another day to allow the case to be heard solely on that. Ms. Van Dorn, you may call your first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The prosecution calls Alfred Pennyworth to the stand.
Place your hand here. Please state your name for the record.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Mr. Pennyworth, how old are you, if I may ask?
I am 86 years of age.
Well, you look in good health to be sure. How many years have you worked for the defendant, Bruce Wayne?
I have worked for him solely since the death of his parents. But I have worked for the Wayne family since 1921. So I would say just over 45 years, yes.
So you were there the night of July 6, 1923, when the murders of Thomas and Martha Wayne occurred?
I was not on the scene, no. I was at home.
In Wayne Manor?
Yes.
But you were there for Bruce when he returned?
I was.
And from that day, you effectively became his father, did you not?
In a manner of speaking, I raised him and was his legal guardian.
At what point did you become aware of his plans to become a vigilante?
After his travels, he returned and stated that was his wish.
What year was this?
1938, I believe.
And the very next year he became the vigilante known as the Batman?
He did.
So you knew more or less everything he was doing for the next near 30 years?
Well, Master Wayne stopped being the Batman almost 10 years ago.
But he still ran things from the operation center you all call the Batcave. Directed his adoptive children in continuing his work, did he not?
Aye.
Please may I remind you, Mr. Pennyworth, that the exemption of charges on yourself for being his primary accomplice rests on your answering this court fully and truthfully.
For the record, Mr. Pennyworth just looked at the defendant, who nodded back in return.
He did.
So is it safe to say that no one knows Bruce Wayne better than you do, Mr. Pennyworth?
I would say that is the case.
You have raised him all of his life, in effect, and were there for everything he has been charged with, correct?
I would say so, yes.
Do you believe that what he did for all those years was just?
The Batman did what had to be done. Gotham City was in the sewer when he began. The police, the judges, the lawyers. Most were in the pocket of organized crime. The likes of Carmine Falcone ran this city. He was the only way the good people of Gotham were going to get justice.
Justice or vengeance?
Objection! We're here for facts, not opinions.
Overruled. His opinion does indeed matter, Mr. Coulson. Continue, Ms. Van Dorn.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Pennyworth, I put to you that Bruce Wayne's motivation was not justice, but vengeance. He sought revenge for what happened to his parents and decided to take it out on the people of Gotham. Do you agree?
No. Joe Chill was dead years before Master Wayne became Batman.
Which meant he would never get revenge, hence the need to make everyone else suffer for it.
Objection! Editorializing!
Sustained. Make it a question, Ms. Van Dorn.
Okay, then. Would you agree, Mr. Pennyworth, that Bruce Wayne's sole motivation was in fact revenge?
No, never. It may have started with a vow to avenge his parents, but by the time he became a man, that had evolved to become about justice. Justice, people like you were not getting them at the time.
But the streets have been cleaned up for years now. Why continue then, if his job was done?
Because the job will never be done. There is always evil that seeks to harm and take advantage of the innocent. And the law still is not what it could be.
Then why not invest in law enforcement with his countless millions?
Because, like I said, they were corrupt.
All of them?
No, no. There were good police officers, James Gordon being the main one. Under him, the police were much improved.
So why not invest, then?
Because corrupt officials still control the distribution of funds, and paying them directly would have been seen as bribery. No doubt another crime that would have been leveled on him here today.
Mr. Pennyworth, in all your time working for Bruce Wayne, did you never even once question his life as the Batman?
Of course. Several times I had to step in and remind him of who he was.
And who was that?
A good man.
Did that good man ever kill?
Never. That was his one rule, as it were.
Never?
No.
What about the Joker?
The Joker's end was his own, as were the many others he falsified before that. I would not be surprised if he were still, in fact, alive.
But silent and in hiding for 16 years. Not really his style, is it?
No. But we never understood his motives to commit his crimes. I doubt I could understand his reason to stop.
What do you know of that night?
I know that during a fight, the Joker fell to his death. But a body was never recovered.
Well, he did fall into a raging fire, didn't he?
Still, some trace would remain.
Perhaps. But then, where is he?
Objection! Conjecture!
Sustained. I agree. Stay on point with the witness, Ms. Van Dorn.
Do you believe Bruce Wayne is capable of killing?
No.
But he let several people die, did he not? Three, in fact, as we have heard. Ra's al Ghul, his daughter Talia al Ghul, and Victor Fries.
Their deaths were the results of their own actions. If he could have saved them, Master Wayne would have.
I see. Let's talk about his allies, then. Did it never concern you when Mr. Wayne began using his adopted sons as his partners on his crusade?
Of course it did. But I soon realized that he was right. Those boys needed a focus for their anger. Without it, they would become something much worse.
And did you still feel that way after Jason Todd was killed?
No, I made him swear to never use children again.
And yet, he went back on that, not only with Tim Drake, but also with his own biological son, Damian Wayne. And since you continued serving Mr. Wayne, I assumed you, what, Got over it?
I suppose I did. Each case was different. In Damien's case, he was already a trained assassin, thanks to his mother's upbringing.
And Tim Drake?
Master Wayne needed him then. He went down a dark path after Jason Todd died. He needed a guide to bring him back to the light.
So, you used Tim Drake, a minor who was at the time only 13 years of age, as a tool to keep Bruce Wayne from a psychotic break?
I suppose.
The same way the defendant used those young boys as tools for his war on crime?
Well, I...
And 13 is the old side of things. Why, the first Robin, Dick Grayson, was only 9 when he began, wasn't he?
Yes.
But it didn't stop there. Mr. Wayne then began using his supposed best friend's own daughter, Barbara Gordon, for his vigilante army.
Objection! Relevance?
Agreed. Get to the point, Ms. Van Dorn.
My point is that Mr. Pennyworth, who obviously has enough of a moral compass to object to Bruce Wayne's use of minors, was conditioned and manipulated by his feelings for his adopted son to allow it to continue. Oh, he was very much an accomplice. But he was also another victim who was paid and manipulated to do Bruce Wayne's bidding. Isn't that right, Mr. Pennyworth?
I...
Remember the conditions of your freedom, sir.
Objection! She's badgering and leading the witness.
Recording note. Mr. Pennyworth is looking at the defendant again, who is again nodding.
Sustained. But the defendant will refrain from leading or communicating with the witness. One more time and you will be removed, Mr. Wayne.
Answer the question, Mr. Pennyworth.
Yes. I would say that is accurate.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Your witness, Mr. Coulson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Pennyworth, could you please take us back to the beginning? The first time Bruce adopted the Batman costume was on the 27th of May, 1939, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
What was your recollection of that night?
Well, I walked down to the cave. It was very bare then.
Master Wayne?
I found him there, with his various items and gadgets before him, on a simple wood table. He was already dressed in most of the first outfit. He was putting on the mask, the cowl, as I approached.
Are you sure about this, sir?
More sure than I have ever been about anything, Alfred.
What kind of arsenal did he have that first time?
A lot less in the beginning. Just a couple of the throwing stars in the bat shapes. We call them batarangs. A gas-powered grappling hook. The gloves didn't have the knife type of things they had later. Those ones were just the normal purple gloves.
Continue.
Then he made his way over to the car, which was just a black Chrysler Airflow in the beginning. He drove up the makeshift ramp we made to street level, and I didn't see him again until the early hours of the next morning.
And when he returned?
He said nothing of it. Simply that it went well.
How did he look?
A little tired, but none worse for wear, I'd say.
Did you speak to him again that morning?
I did. I asked him if it would continue.
Yes.
Sir, I was worried that you would be shot and killed tonight, just like your parents. The fact you have returned unharmed is incredible. For you to do it again...
This is who I am now, Alfred. It is all I am. That is all you need to know.
I see. Very well, then.
Let's talk about the war. World War II broke out later that very year. Bruce never considered enlisting?
Not until the United States became involved, no. He had his own war, right here on American soil.
But he did enlist in 1942, did he not?
We both did. Bruce joined the front lines as an officer. It was a miracle that he came back alive.
So even though he had spent the better part of 3 years as a masked vigilante, he still fought for this country? He's a war hero.
I would say so.
And he did this as Bruce Wayne, not as the Batman?
In name and appearance, but I believe his training was the reason he survived, did so well.
What about the other wars since? Korea? Vietnam? Did he sign up for those too?
No.
Why?
Those wars were easier to avoid being drafted to, especially with his wealth and intelligence. And by then, he had refocused on being the Batman and didn't believe those wars were just, I believe. Still doesn't in Vietnam's case. Besides, in that case, he was much older and no longer of drafting age anyway.
I see. So it was after World War II that you believe he truly became focused on being the Batman?
In terms of Gotham, yes. But I believe in his mind he has always been the Batman. Bruce Wayne is the mask he wore for the public.
Did he kill in World War II?
It was war.
So he did.
He never speaks of it, but I would imagine so.
And yet, he still refused to take a life, even after he returned home.
Yes, he did. I think it's different in his mind. He was forced to use a gun then, but war never again after the war made it his code.
I see. Thank you, Alfred. No further questions, Your Honor.
The witness may step down. We will now begin a 2-hour recess. We will reconvene at 2:30. Oh,
the time is 14:32. The trial is proceeding.
The prosecution may call its next witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The prosecution calls Richard Grayson to the stand.
Place your hand here. Please state your name for the record.
Richard Grayson.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Mr. Grayson, how old were you when your family was murdered?
8.
And after that is when you were adopted as a ward by Bruce Wayne?
Yes, I was. He became my legal guardian.
And by the next year, at age 9, you were dressed in a red and yellow costume as Robin and going out to fight crime with him? Is this correct?
More or less.
What year was this?
1946, when my family was killed by Anthony Zucco. 47, when I started as Robin.
And now, as a 28-year-old man, do you think that was appropriate?
Objection! Your Honor, so far, barely any of the questions to either witness have had any relevance to the murder charge. The only charge of which needs to be proven in this court, given my client's plea.
Oh, but they do. I am simply asking the questions to define the defendant's state of mind before, during, and after the night in question. It is key to understanding why Mr. Wayne may have committed the murder he is charged with.
Overruled. Continue, Ms. Van Dorn.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Grayson, if you could please answer my last question.
Maybe not. But I would have found a way to do it myself if he hadn't have trained me. Might be dead now if I had.
Do what, exactly?
Zuko, I would have tried to get revenge.
And you don't think adults could have stopped you?
Yes. Yes, very likely.
That Bruce could have stopped you?
Of course. But he decided to train me instead, so that I wouldn't run away.
And where would you have run away to?
Back to the circus, most likely. They would have hid me.
And using a child soldier was better than that?
Not a soldier. A partner. But, yes. For me.
Why?
Because Bruce taught me how to save people. How to use my anger the right way. To seek justice, not vengeance.
I see. Why did he dress you in such primary colors?
That was my choice. It was my circus outfit. We just added to it with the mask and cape and stuff.
So you stood out in such bold colors while he hid in the shadows in black and gray?
I guess. It was all tactical.
Tactical?
Yes.
Are you saying he was using you to draw criminals' attention away from him and to you so he could attack them?
Yes.
Armed criminals. He had armed criminals shoot at you so he could make stealth attacks?
I guess when you say it like that, but he never...
And you were Robin from ages 9 to 17, correct?
Yeah, but...
So you stopped being Robin only last decade?
Yes.
Why did you stop working with him?
We had differences.
What kind of differences?
I was almost grown up by then, and I wanted my own life, my own way of doing things. So I left.
And then for almost 10 years, you operated out of Bloodhaven as Nightwing, correct?
Yes.
Until last year, when you were implicated in Bruce Wayne's activities. In many ways, Mr. Grayson, you were his successor. And the only reason you are not in jail yourself is because you agreed to testify, correct?
Yeah.
And do you believe that if we let Bruce Wayne walk free after this trial, that you would continue your life as Nightwing?
What would be the point?
Excuse me?
You know everything. Know who I am. What would be the point?
The point is you could put on a new mask and just pick up where he left off. The point is that he corrupted your mind into becoming his successor.
That isn't true.
Oh? Then why did you become Nightwing? Why not just be content with your day job, which, for those who don't know, was that of a police officer?
Because Bruce taught me that sometimes the law fails. Just like it's failing him right now.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Mr. Coulson, do you wish to cross-examine?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
Very well. Mr. Grayson, you may step down.
Note for audio recording. The witness is looking at the defendant as he leaves.
Ms. Van Dorn, your next witness.
The prosecution calls Mrs. Selina Wayne to the stand.
Place your hand here. Please, state your name for the record.
Selina Kyle Wayne.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Mrs. Wayne, how long have you been married to the defendant?
8 years.
And how long did you know him before that?
Almost 30 years. 1940, I think. Yeah.
So you met him before he went off to war? During his first year as the Batman?
Yes.
How did you meet?
He stopped me and tried to take me in during my burglary days.
This is when you were at large as the criminal known as Catwoman?
Yes, for which I served my time years ago.
Yes, of course. That is not the purpose of this trial. Nothing you will say will incriminate you unless you state new crimes not covered in your plea, or, of course, if you lie to this court. Mrs. Wayne, can you tell us about the night you met the defendant?
Sure. I met him at Gotham Museum. I was there looking to steal a priceless trinket of some sort on show. I had just cut out the glass with my custom claws when he appeared as if out of nowhere behind me.
That doesn't belong to you.
Huh? Who?
Put it back.
And were you in your Catwoman outfit?
An early version of it. Just a simple black one-piece jumpsuit thing with a cat mask.
Just setting the scene. Continue.
Well, I didn't put it back. So we fought. No one had ever matched me like that before. Beat me to every punch.
What the hell are you supposed to be?
I could ask you the same thing.
But his noisy lumbering set off the alarm.
Don't move! Hands up! What the hell? What the hell is this?
I took my chance to escape. He drew their fire, and I ran up and out onto the roof. I should have known he wouldn't be far behind.
Going somewhere?
Get out of my way!
I used my whip on him. But he was ahead of my every move, and before I knew what was happening, he was on top of me.
Let me up! They'll find us!
They'll find you. Now hold still.
Not likely.
I clawed at his face. He fell off. I kicked him away, and I ran again. But that damn grappling hook of his...
What the...
I fell right over onto my face, and he had me. Left me like a little Christmas present for his buddy, Gordon. I learned later that he was after me for almost 2 weeks before he finally caught me. But he did.
But you escaped police custody later that night.
Well, I have skills, honey.
You would continue to tangle with the Batman several more times before you were finally caught for good.
3 more times, in fact.
Did you forego your criminal ways prior to your romantic and sexual relationship beginning with Mr. Wayne?
No.
Did he know you still committed crimes after your first release?
Well, people in glass houses can't throw stones, you know?
So you did consider him a criminal also?
Of course. Though he never stole. But he wasn't exactly in uniform.
Well then.
But he did finally scare me straight in the 50s. Made an honest woman out of me after I served my time. He may have broken a few laws, but he's the reason I turned my life around. And he's a good man. One who has saved your lives more times than I can count.
And what relationship do you have, if any, with the defendant's wards and children?
Fought Grayson and Todd. Never really knew Drake, but Damien. Damien is my stepson, and I'm a better mother than he ever had. Certainly better than that psycho bit woman.
Are you referring to Talia al Ghul?
Who else?
Were you there the night of the Joker's death?
Yes.
What did you see?
Not much. He and Bruce fought on the roof. Arkham was burning to the ground. A fire that clown set himself. Serves him right he fell into it.
So you saw him fall?
Yes.
Did you see Mr. Wayne as the Batman push him?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course. Bruce never killed.
Other than in war.
Objection! Sustained. Move on, Ms. Van Dorn.
Did you ever see Mr. Wayne get anyone killed as a result of actions on his part?
On his part? No. He did everything he could to stop anyone from dying. Pulled my ass out of the fire many times. It might have been easier just to let me die, but he didn't. He let me go more than once, so that I didn't die, in fact.
Thank you, Mrs. Wayne. No further questions, Your Honor.
Mr. Coulson. Your witness, if you wish to cross-examine.
We do not, Your Honor.
In that case, we stand in recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We will continue with the prosecution's witnesses then. Court adjourned.
Vicky, I got this right after the hearing by recently taping near Wayne's friends and family. I'm adding it to the trial audio for your documentation. I know, we can't use it, but just listen.
They're roasting him in there.
Not really surprising, kid. We knew it would be like this.
Yeah, he's going down, Dickie. We just have to make sure it's the best sentence it can be.
If he goes to Blackgate, he's as good as dead, Barb. You know that.
Yeah. What's the next play, Gil?
Well, tomorrow we have your dad, Edward Nashton, and Harvey Dent. Big day. We're gonna have to fight hard. But I think I have a play for all of them. Riddler is harder than the other two, but I have an angle. I think.
Okay. We better get home to the kids.
Yeah. You need a ride, Alfred?
No, sir. I'm fine. I have my own transport back home. Thank you.
At least they let you keep the apartment. You should see the manor after the GCPD was done with it.
I have, sir. Good day.
Bye, Al. Poor guy. He looks terrible. I think this trial might finally finish him.
Dickie! Don't say things like that!
You good for a ride, Selena?
Oh, yeah, kid. I got my own.
You okay?
We shall see. Good day.
Bye.
Bye!
Well, one down.
And so much more to go. Come on.
The Trial of Bruce Wayne, Day 1. Starring Glenda Villamar as Janet Van Dorn, P.G. Argento as Gil Coulson, Ray O'Hare as Judge O'Neill, Keith Seymour as Alfred, Joey Solis as Dick Grayson, Catherine Sharples as Selina Wayne, Omri Rose as Bruce Wayne and Batman, Michaela Taylor as Barbara Grayson, Scott Wilkins as the court reporter and Jack Ryder, Faye Holliday and Zach Adamson as the court recorders, John Dies as the bailiff. Original music by Declan Gilgallon. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pond5.com. Written, produced and edited by Carl Dutton. And shout out to our patrons over at patreon.com/scytheraudio. Clay Murdoch, Eleanor Wells, Joshua Gullinson, Silas X, The Cellcast, Valiant Shadow, Alicia Simeld, Alex Painter, Chris Cook, Cody Travis, Dan Bloyne, Hurl3Y13 Tank, Jessica Thayer, Joey Scotch, Kian Washington, Matthew Birdsey, M Game, Nathan Sedano, RLT Sandwich, Sam and Olivia Sava, Eric Lawson, Kim Good, Orlando, Sneer Goldfeld, Evil Ringo, Michael Hamilton, Patrick Glynn, Nathan Marchand, TK Newman, Chris Gonzalez, Joshua Yates, Joshua Stewart, Zach Adamson, Brian Woods, Corey Schult, and Nathan Pume. Thank you all for your amazing support. New episode coming soon. Batman is copyright of DC Comics and Warner's Discovery. This is a non-profit fan production with no copyright infringement.